This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. New business filings were up in Colorado at the end of last year, but only modestly at 4.5%. CU Boulder economist Richard Robikin says that's important because entrepreneurs drive job growth.
Colorado has always been kind of at the forefront of that. We've had, you know, good venture capital flows for a state our size. We've had good creativity. I think it's one of the reasons we have done so well in, business services, tech types of things in that space.
Wabakin says the rise in new filings suggests a slow growth economy for Colorado in the coming months. A home explosion east of Pueblo that killed two people earlier this month was likely caused by the installation of a water heater. The Pueblo County Sheriff's Office says state investigators discovered propane gas at the site. The investigation is ongoing and a report is expected in mid-February. Former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters was involved in an altercation with another inmate over the weekend in a state prison in Pueblo. A surveillance video shows Peters grabbing the other inmate by her neck and pushing her, but Peter Tickton, Tina Peters' attorney, says he has a different perspective.
The tape's not very good. First of all, the resolution is terrible. And the second thing is that there's time gaps that are built in.
According to Titkin, the other inmate attacked Peters unprovoked, and Peters was defending herself. He said that Peters was told she could be charged with a felony assault as a result of the incident. No new charge was listed in online court records today. The state has confirmed the death of a female gray wolf in northwest Colorado. The death occurred on Friday. The wolf was part of a group relocated to the state from British Columbia in January last year. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is investigating and will do a necropsy to determine the cause of death. This is CPR News in KRCC.